Hello, this is Connie Durham, and I'm going to share with you a story today about misery and unhappiness. You know, unbelievably, people bring things sometimes on themselves, and I have found that if you can manage to have an attitude of gratitude and to find the good things in life, you can make changes in your life by making changes in your thinking. Now I'm going to read you a story, and it's from The Success Through a Positive Mental Attitude, and it's from Napoleon Hill and W. Clementine Stone. But if you will share misery and unhappiness, you will attract misery and unhappiness to yourself. And we all know of persons who are eternally having troubles, not problems or opportunities in disguise. Theirs are spelled T-R-O-U-B-L-E. No matter what happens to them, it just isn't good. And this is because they are always sharing their troubles with others. And a side note for me, I know I certainly used to do that all the time. Now, there are many lonely people in this world who long for love and friendship, but never seem to get it. Some repel that which they seek with negative mental attitude. Others curl up in their little corner and never venture out. They secretly hope that something good will come to them, but they do not share any of the good which they enjoy. They do not realize that when you withhold from others that which you have, which is good and desirable, your own portion of the good and desirable diminishes. Others, however, they have the courage to do something about their loneliness, and they find their answers in sharing the good and the beautiful with others. There was once such a little boy who was very lonely, unhappy, and he was a little boy indeed. When he was born, his backbone was arched into a grotesque hump, and his left leg was crooked. Looking at the infant, the doctor assured the boy's father. He said, but he'll get along all right. The family was poor, and the baby's mother died before he was even a year old. And as he grew up, other children shunned him because of his mishappened body and his inability to particularly successfully, you know, get with the other kids and their activities. Now, Charles Steinmetz was his name, and he was a lonely, unhappy little fellow. But the great giver of all good had not overlooked this little fellow. To compensate for his mishappened body, Charles had been endowed with an extraordinarily keen mind. Using his greatest asset available to him, Charles ignored his disabilities, which he felt he could do nothing about, and he worked to excel with his mind. At 5, he could conjure Latin verbs. At 7, he learned Greek and smattering of Hebrew. At 8, he had a good understanding of algebra and geometry. And when he went to college, he excelled in all his studies. In fact, he was graduated with honors. He had carefully saved his pennies so he could rent a dress suit for the occasion. But the inconsiderate cruelty that is so often characteristic of persons with the influence of negative mental attitude, the school authorities posted a notice on the bulletin board excusing Charles from ceremonies. Can you imagine that? Now, at long last, it occurred to Charles that instead of trying to force respect for himself from people by making them notice his mental capacities, he could cultivate their friendships. He would use his abilities not to attract notice and to satisfy his own ego, but for the furtherance of the good of mankind. To start his new life, his new way of life, he boarded a ship and he came to America. Having reached his country, his new country, Charles Steinmetz began to look for a job. Several times he was rebuffed because of his appearance, but he finally landed a job with General Electric as a draftsman at $12 a week. In addition to his regular duties, he spent long hours in electrical research, and he endeavored to cultivate the friendship of his fellow employees by trying to share with them that which he had that was good and desirable. After some time, the chairman of the board of General Electric Company recognized the rare genius of this man and said to Charles, "Here is our entire plant. Do anything you want with it. Dream all day if you wish. We'll pay you for dreaming." Charles worked hard, long, and earnestly, and during his lifetime, he patented more than 200 electrical inventions and wrote many books and papers on problems of electrical theory and engineering. He knew the satisfaction of a job well done, and he also knew the satisfaction of making contributions which went far to make this world a better place to live in. He accumulated wealth and acquired a lovely home which he shared with a young couple he knew. Thus, Steinmetz experienced the happiness of a full and useful life. Happiness begins at home. And you know, learning to have a more positive attitude, finding those ways to give thanks for all the things, or finding the good in things, like I said before, do make a difference. And we have to recognize when we have a negative attitude or when we have a positive attitude. And we have to work for having that positive attitude. Thanks again. My name is Connie Durham. Join me on my webpage, Connie's Clever Concepts.